Paul, Carlsberg don't do sort of basketball weekends, but if they did, this would be about as good as it gets, I would think.
Absolutely. This is a really tough weekend that we went into. You know, Newcastle away. I can't remember the last time they've lost it on their floor. Undefeated in the league. And, you know, we had a long journey up there, and the guys played fantastic up there, especially in the second half and the fourth quarter. Scored 41 points, I think, in the fourth quarter. Was absolutely unbelievable. And then didn't get back to about 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning. And to come out and play like we did today against the Rocks was just unbelievable.
Let's start with Newcastle, because just to put that in context, I mean, that is a phenomenal win up there.
It really is. I mean, you just don't go up to Newcastle and win. You just don't do it. And, you know, they have a great support system. They've got a great team. And the difference with this team this year, we believe that we can go into games and we can win. And, you know, I think with Newcastle, a lot of teams go up there and they've lost the game before the first minute of the game's over. And we are mentally tough this year, which is great. And we're physically tough as well, and we're not going to back down to anybody. So played Newcastle at their game and came away with a fantastic win.
I spoke to you before you went up there on Thursday, and even then I sensed that you generally thought you could win up there.
Absolutely. I think with this team, we can go into any game that we go into, I believe we can win it. Whereas, as I say, last year we weren't able to say that, but this year we've got a great team. There's a great bond between the players, and never say die attitude. And you know, it's tremendous to be working with players like that.
I must admit, you know, that was first against second. That was a great win as well. Then you come back here and you got second against third, and you've had all the travelling in the middle as well, and a trip to Plymouth last Sunday. And whatever people say, travelling is tiring.
Travelling is very tiring. It's not like we're in a luxury coach either. We know we're in a bit bigger than average minibus, and you know, these guys are big and they're kind of cramped up in there. So, you know, to travel away and to play the way we are playing on the road is you know, testament to them and their attitude towards winning basketball games.
I saw the second half of this really tonight, and you always looked in control.
We did. You know, I think we took control early on in the game. We had a little bit of a blip when I made a few substitutions, and you know, maybe some of the players thought the game was won already. But then, you know, it's quite easy to get them back on track and, you know, finishing the game out strong. I mean, we did it to Newcastle, and that's what I said to them. You know, up at Newcastle, they thought they had us beat. We were down by 13 going into the fourth quarter, and we came back and won. And we had to respect Glasgow because they have got some guys who can shoot a three-point shot. So the game wasn't over, and we turned it up again. And, you know, 21-point victory, 22-point victory, absolutely excellent.
There were shades tonight from Glasgow's point of view, I thought, of what you went through last Saturday here. And a lot of what they tried just didn't come off. It wouldn't drop for them.
Yeah, it didn't, you know, and you know, they've got a tough weekend themselves. They've had a long trip down here, and then they go to play Plymouth tomorrow. So, you know, but they're a good team, they're a solid team. They're missing probably their best player in EJ Harrison, who I've coached before at Guildford Heath, who's got an ankle injury that he's carrying. So he would definitely make them a lot better. But you know, all we can do is play the five guys they put on the court, and we did it well tonight.
Worcester Wolves joins top of the BBL.
I know. Can you believe it?
Final point of all, normally of course you get a break now across Christmas, and past years they have, yeah. But probably you're quite glad in many ways to keep going. You've got that momentum with you now.
Absolutely, I was very keen not to have a break this year, because I think, you know, whether you're doing well or not, you know, you want to try and keep playing, keep your momentum going. So yeah, we've got a game on the 28th here against Leicester, who are, you know, I think they've only lost one game in the league, so again it's going to be another cracking game. And then we go back to Milton Keynes on the 30th, and we owe them one. So no, I'm happy with where we are right now. And then actually the guys are going to get 7 days off, and I think some of them are going to go back to the States or Spain or Lithuania. But if we can get those two games now, it's just been an unbelievable calendar year.